Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He loves us all so much. The love of God is so wonderful, so great. He thinks of everything. He made Himself available. That's one of the main things that the Lord has done through Jesus Christ. He made Himself available to us in every way, physically. The blood of Jesus. You know, the blood of Jesus is physical. It's not just spiritual, it's physical. The body of Jesus, the broken body of Jesus, is physical. And He broke it, His body was broken so that ours can be restored. Physical. Mentally, the crown of thorns was placed upon His head. You know, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heavens. Spiritual. You know, His redemption is physical, mental, and spiritual. All forms. The word of God destroys depression. Depression is, when I asked the Lord about depression, He said it's just what it sounds like. It's an absence of the word of God in the heart of man. And then it starts with sorrow, it's a lie. Depression is a lie. It suggests that you can't win. Even if you see others do well and win, you can't. And it clings to people in their weakness. But the way to kill it is to fill your heart with the Word of God. If you take a balloon and you suck all the air out of it, it looks like a raisin. It shrivels up. It's depressed by the atmosphere. If you took the same balloon and it was in outer space, so to speak, however it looked, without the atmospheric pressure, it could still be looking like a balloon. But there's nothing in it. But if you put a vacuum on it, which space is a vacuum, and you suck all the air, it shrivels up like a raisin. If you fill it up with air, it's not depressed anymore. And if you fill it up with helium, it rises above the atmosphere. So when you receive the spiritual word of God inside of your heart, your spirit, man, I'm not talking about the blood pump. It affects everything. It can, you know, there's healing and redemption from the Word of God. When you know what Jesus has already done and believe it, then it applies to you. It's as simple as picking fruit. I said, Lord, what is it with healing? Why do so many Christian people struggle to be healed? And he said, this is easy as picking fruit. So what that means is God made healing readily available, just like oranges on an orange tree, pears on a pear tree, fruit, you know, apples on an apple tree. But just like the orchards might be in another state, the healing is presently for you to pick. You don't have to be near a fruit tree, of course. But what I'm saying is, He was letting us know that you pick healing at your will. And it's given to you by God. Receive it. So what the enemy does, the enemy never liked us getting healed. And you know, you can read Acts chapter 4 and know that when the attitude of the Pharisees against Peter and the man that was lame, they didn't like it. They fussed at it. They didn't want people getting healed. They loved praise of man so much they wanted things to be as if Jesus didn't come. And that's how the man's pride is. It wants to be in charge, even though they don't know what they're doing. But Jesus came and healed the sick, raised the dead, the lame could walk, the blind could see, people with no eyes could see, people with no ears that never heard could hear. And the religious order didn't like it. They had gone apostate, though they said they loved the Word of God. So they were seduced by the devil. So the devil was behind what they were doing. But that's the attitude of Satan. They shared it. They share that kind of enemy with Satan. They share enmity against God, just like Satan. No different. Because when they saw these miracles happen, they didn't submit themselves to learn of it and walk in it. It was given to them too. But they rejected it for themselves, and they wanted to reject it for other people. And they died in their sins unless they repented. But thank God, one of them got out of it that we know of. And I believe Nicodemus did, but Apostle Paul definitely got out of it. He became an apostle. And I'm quite sure there were Pharisees that got their mind right. And they knew better. But then there's always people that hate the will of God. And that's something I have tried to figure out. Now, Jesus gave us the parable of the sower. And those are reasons why people reject the word. And then if they don't receive the word, they can't receive life. Paul said, how can they hear without a preacher? Well, if you reject the words of life, whether they come from the preacher or the life that you see displayed before you, if you reject light, you can't get saved. You can't make a judgment. You're trusting this world system more than you're trusting who God really is. It's possible to study the Word of God, learn to speak Christianese, and never know the Lord yourself. It's possible. It's even possible. God's so good. It's even possible to be in covenant with God, to be in agreement with salvation, and to receive healing or not, but you did receive salvation, and you still don't know God. It's even possible to receive salvation, receive healing, receive blessings from God, and still not have that relationship with Him. See, some people have done that. Many people have done that. You know, Joshua said, they're down there prophesying, and Moses said, don't be jealous for me. I wish they all prophesied. Well, God granted us that desire of Moses on the day of Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:38. Peter said that the gift is for you, your children, and for all whom the Lord our God shall call. And I hope I got the verse right, but he said that in chapter 2. So we have to, you know, he was quoting Joel. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your servants will prophesy. So God made himself available to everybody. Why people don't receive it and walk in it, I don't, that's I'm still trying to figure that out. But they can. And God did his part. He made himself available to not only his people, but to everybody, anybody that wants him. And then what about deception? If he give you his word, deception will be over with in your life. You can't know God and be deceived anymore. Yeah, you just can't know God and be deceived. That's what Satan is afraid of. So Satan works overtime in trying to keep people in the dark so that they don't go forward. And he does a lot of deception. He uses all kind of witch forms, what I call witchcraft. It's really just satanic tactics. He give people thoughts and ideas that's not good. If you believe the wrong thing, it's hard to believe the right thing. So you have to drive out darkness. The Lord said, if a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. He told me that. I talk about that in many other broadcasts, but you know, it's true. If you're leaning to a certain thing that you believe is true, it's hard to learn something else unless you see more light. But you have to receive it when you see it. But if you seek after God, that's the only real way to learn from it. If you're not trying to learn, you're not going to learn. I believe that's safe to say. If you're around the truth, that's better than not being around it. You're around a source of encouragement. And it's just a steady supply of goodness. It's hard to ignore because it's light. But some people manage to reject it anyway and still not know God. But the love of the world, if you love the world somewhere, it causes you to be the enemy of God. Even if you don't want to be God's enemy, if you love the world somewhere, you begin to share enmity against God with Satan. Because Satan's words are like leaven, corruptible leaven. But God's word, it works like leaven, but it doesn't control you. The Lord is consistent with this. He said, "Let there be light." Now, with light, you can see things for what they truly are. The light of God's word exposes things as they are in real time, and you can choose what's right if you want to. The word, when you ask God something and he give you an answer, and if you receive what he said, you partook of it. If you didn't receive what he said, you rejected it. If you think it's just a good idea and didn't join it and didn't receive it for yourself, you stayed on the outside knowing that that works. And people do this. I'm like, why don't you just come on in? You know, and there were prophets in Moses' day. You know, they said, "We prophesy just like Moses." And the Lord rebuked them. He said, "I talk to you in parables, or in phrases." I want to say, you know, he talked to them in fraction and phrases, but he spoke to Moses face to face. The face to face relationship, God made it he made that a possibility for all people on earth, not just his people, but all people. Whether they receive it or not is up to them. Remember, he offers us light, and we can receive it. Now, Satan's word his words are corrosive. It's a corrosive leaven. If you receive the light of God's word, it will enlighten you more at your will. But Satan's words usurps the authority of your will. And you choose not to go forward. You choose not to fortify yourself in the things of God when you receive Satan's word or his ideals and don't do anything about it. And if you let it run amok, it causes all forms of confusion. It brings you low to a point that you don't know what to trust. You have to not only receive God's word, but reject darkness in all forms, in all flavors. See, darkness, the darkness of Satan is not just lights out. It's suggestions. It's colorful. It's rogue. It smells good, but it starts to stink. It looks good on paper, but it's a bad contract. If you partake of it, it starts, it does the same thing that rust does on metal. When metal starts rusting, it gets weaker and weaker. It starts crumbling. It can't be trusted anymore. You can't trust rusty metal. If you find it, it's just like termite wood. You got a nice house, but the floor sagging. You find out you got to kill the termites and replace that bad wood. It's just like cancer. If you got a little cancer, you need to get it cut out fast as you can. You need to receive healing or surgery or both. Some people can receive healing. But remember, don't try to do... You can't serve, you don't try to do God's will with a satanic mind. Now, some people can believe God for healing and God just removed the cancer and they don't have to get surgery. And some people, they for whatever reason, they don't receive healing as easy as others. If you have a problem, then go to get the surgery and ask God to help the surgeon. Believe him that way. You know, I got a writing by Kenneth Hagin. Don't get sidetracked in the ways of the enemy. And the reason I say you can't serve God with a satanic mind. Satan thinks preeminent. When it's something serious, you need to get the problem solved any which way you can. Winning is better to win looking like a loser than the attempt to win in pride and lose. Kenneth Hagin wrote, I love these magazines they send. He says, 7 ways to get healed. I'm gonna go over this and then I'm going to jump right back where we were at. 7 ways to get healed. The first one, I'm just going to read the topics. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He said, demand in Jesus' name that sickness leave. That's number one. That's the best way to get healed, if you can do this. If you keep drawing near to the Lord, you will be able to. But that don't, if you do it now, you may have to, it's still good to know the other things, he said. The number two way was pray to the Father in Jesus' name. See, you can ask the Lord to heal you, even though he already did. But God worked with us, see. Some people can be more effective praying to the Father in Jesus' name than they can in demanding in Jesus' name that the sickness leave. Why? Because of mindsets. And then the third way is to agree in prayer. Get somebody to pray with you. Because in Matthew 18 and 19 it says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Okay. See, Satan can't do that. He got to be the show-off. His mind is always trying to show off. And people that are like him mess their lives up trying to show off. It's not about pride. It never will be. When you're fighting the enemy, when you're going forward, learning of God, when you use whatever means God gives you, you can learn of God working together with others. You can ask the Holy Spirit. When you see that the Lord has given somebody a gift, you can partake of it. You don't have to try to upstage them. See, that's why people don't grow right. They never got rid of the satanic preeminent mind. See, that's why Joel said that he was going to pour his spirit out on your sons and daughters. And he said this to a people that were only used to the king, the prophet, the priest, and the king having the anointing. And that's all they were used to. But now it's going to be on your sons and daughters. And beyond that, Jesus said, you are kings and priests. All of his people who believe on him, Jesus made them kings and priests. As he is, so are we in this world. You know, my web page is that way. Something on my web page happened. And it's just like how Jesus set us up. He said, John showed us that, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Now, in 2021, I pre-recorded my radio broadcast. So I did the radio broadcast for the new year. 3 of them were for the new year. Okay. And I had already taken the CDs to the station. So the file, when I got ready to do the audio 7 page for 2022, I wanted to use the first 3 broadcast, but the CDs were already at the station, so I had to put the CDs, put those files to get it on page 7. I had to put it on all the pages, so every page on my website has in the same position has those 3 broadcasts on the home page, the original home page, and then the contact page. The Living Letters page, every page I got has that on it. And then I got a page for my dad. Page 8, and in the same position, there are those 3 broadcasts. And the only way, I didn't really want that to go that way, but that's what I had to do to get it on page 7. Well, if we are as Jesus is in this world, we had to become kings and priests. So even can a girl be a king? Every girl that believed on Jesus is a king and a priest. And And we receive the Holy Spirit, and we can speak in tongues and even prophesy. See, he poured out his spirits on the sons and daughters, on all of us. All of us were somebody else's children. So every child, including the servants, can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But see, in Satan's world, I got to be in charge, and I got to prove I'm smarter than everybody else. And I don't do anything to show weakness. That's the satanic mindset. And that's why people don't do well. But in God's house, whatever the Holy Spirit lay on your heart, he's working with you. Do it. All right. The fourth way to get healed is to anoint with oil. James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. How about that? See, the preeminent mind can't allow somebody to do that. They'll be more concerned about looking weak than receiving the healing they need. Then the fifth way is to lay hands on the sick. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There's no failure in this. So when you get hands laid on you, receive it. Pick the fruit. In all of these seven ways, you're picking fruit. You go, this is how you do it. If you feel bad, speak to the sickness. If you need to, go get prayer. Pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Or agree in prayer. This is how you pick the fruit. Anoint with oil, number four. Lay hands on the sick, number five. Now, I like this one. I do this too. In fact, I've done all of them. And until Jesus come, I don't intend to change. I would love to grow so I could only do number one, but not for preeminent reasons. I don't care. This body must be protected. I got an anointing to carry, and I got to be functional to do it. So I don't care how God do it. However I need to do it, I'll do it. And I'm not ashamed. I don't have a preeminent mind. I'm not going to act like I'm healed when I'm not and die. And then stand before Jesus. I'm in heaven and I'm not supposed to be there yet. That don't make sense. He said, number five, lay hands on the sick. Number six, receive through the gifts of healing. I love this one. My pastor has a healing anointing. And when he, and the Lord will have him pray for different things. And I run up there and get mine. I pick my fruit. Receive through the gifts of healing. 1 Corinthians 12:7-9, verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So, if somebody has the gift of healing, you can be healed by the anointing. Then number seven, know that healing belongs to you. Know that healing belongs to you. It's your property. So the Lord made himself available. Pick the fruit. He said healing, receiving healing is as easy as picking fruit. And I said, but Lord, where's the struggle? You know, I said, there is a problem with people doing this. Why? And then he spoke to me and told me this. He said, doubt can exist in different parts of your being. Doubt can exist in different parts of your being. And I always fought doubt in my mind, but it can also be in your body. And if it gets in your heart, then it's game over. It'll nullify your faith. Doubt is a disabler. It'll disable your faith. So you can't, you know, I paint cars. When I'm dealing with rust, is the worst thing that's a body man's nightmare. It's very difficult. You got to kill that rust. And some people, they only treat it on the outside where they're painting, but you also have to treat it on the inside. sometimes you have to cut holes to treat the rust behind the panel, or the project's not going to last. And sometimes, a lot of people laugh at this, but I'll cut out the rust, treat the inside, and then I'll put an aluminum panel back and bundle it. I'll rivet it in, and I don't use a lot of bundle, but I bundle it back, and it's beautiful. It'll never come back. It'll never rust. It'll never have another problem till Jesus come, and even after. So if you have to kill the rust. When you believe on Jesus, you gotta drive out those Philistines, Canaanites, the Amalekites, Hivites. You gotta drive their behind out of your land. Your heart, your brand new spirit, you drive out the things that defile it. You receive what God has to say, and you drive out all the sickness, disease, doubt, fear, unbelief, lust, greed, all of it's got to go. Preeminence. And I would start with the preeminent mind, because that's the most dangerous thing to any Christian. People, I've seen this with my own eyes, they'll rather not receive revelation from somebody if it makes them look humble. That preeminent mind is the most dangerous problem that a Christian could have. You got to drive, that's the Amalekite of the Canaanites. The Amalekites, that's the tribe that God, you kill the babies too. All of them. Every cotton picking one of them. Every one of them got to go. And that's how Saul lost his kingdom. He let the king live and brought back the good. See, even their property was contaminated. They were supposed to burn up everything over there. Even the cow. And Saul let them have the cow. Did you know that? See, people work for what they get, however they get it, right or wrong. The enemy got the Lord had a protocol for keeping the booty or the spoils of war. If it was metal, they had to bring it through the fire. If it was cloth, they had to wash it. They had to bring it through water. But the Amalekites, they were instructed to, everything had to be gone, be burned. If I remember right, I know all the people, even the babies, had to be killed. And the livestock. And Saul let them live. Well, when people allow, let's see, the Lord told me something. He said, sometimes people yield to him, and then they hold back something. Those are called reserves. And then there are things they don't realize. They just allowed it. And he taught me about reserves about 30 years before, 25 years before he taught me about allowances. And I said, Lord, what's the difference between reserves and allowances? He said, reserves are held back on purpose, and allowances are what they didn't check. You know, they didn't know to check. It got by them. It's in their blind spot, so to speak. So sometimes people allow things that shouldn't be there. And sometimes people hold on to reserves. An example, just like the preeminent mind. People, if you don't check it, if you don't drive it out, it'll cut up on you when you don't need it to. Same thing with lust. Some men, they know, they just try not to look, or they try not to, they don't go out of their way, but they didn't kill that desire. And it'll creep up when you don't want it to. And, you know, years ago, I realized, I said, women are not going to dress right. They're not going to wear clothes. They're not going to dress like Arab women. So I said, Lord, how do you deal with it? And he taught me how to deal with it. But I said, this has got to go. Everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And I said, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. Jesus said, don't look at a woman and lust after her. And until I had to ask God how to do that. Why? Because there was nobody in the world that could teach that. When I got saved, I wanted to be like Jesus. I didn't leave the world to drag some of the world over with. I wanted all of it I wanted all of God's ways in my life, and none of Satan, nothing. I didn't want to do nothing to remind God of Satan. I wanted to detach myself from every way of the past. And I just made, but I didn't know how to do it. So, and I didn't chase women, but when I got called to the ministry, Satan, you know, he has a lot of, a lot of people are under his spell, so to speak. There's a lot of things in the world people, they don't know how to deal with. Nobody really cares to run after Satan, per se, but a lot of people are weak. And so the enemy knew how to pull up strings. And I found out that society is greatly under his control. And I asked the Lord, I said, I didn't know who else to ask. Because most of the people I knew were going through the same thing. I said, I'm going to learn how to kill this problem. And guess what? The short answer was, it was two things. All the scriptures I could find and understand, I did them. But the first thing was, Jesus taught me through a vision. I talk about this in other broadcasts. But if you love people with the agape love of Jesus, you cannot lust after them. And women are God's daughters, not objects. And Satan didn't make women. God did. God made them all beautiful. And they all have their various ways of being beautiful. And even from the inside, people are beautiful. Some people have a beautiful spirit. And they may not look like others on the outside, but they're attracted because of their spirit. And I found this out. Some are attracted because of their spirit, some because of the way they think, and some because of the way they look. But nevertheless, the mindset of Satan had to go too. And the Lord said, don't fear falling. So when I loved them with the love of Jesus and didn't fear sin, it was game over for lust. Oh, I'm out of time.